Hello and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin from the Modern Observer Group. And with me as always is Chip Janiszewski from the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how are you doing this week?
Doing wonderful. How about you, Eric?
Doing fantastic. We've gotten into
the friend of mine here today.
Yes. We are joined today by Cloris Stock. Am I pronouncing your last name right?
Actually, it's Cloris Kiley, yeah.
Kiley, okay. So Cloris Kiley, who is an expert on influencer marketing, and we are so happy to have you here, Cloris.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
So we're gonna jump into this and start with Cloris, can you define for our listeners just what is influencer marketing? I mean, we hear the term coming up all the time, but what is it really?
Yeah, it's true, Eric. We do see it all the time. And I think just seeing it so often and reading just a little bit about it is one of the blocks, actually, that prevents entrepreneurs from learning more about it and from practicing its principles. And it really is at its core. Influencer marketing is to collaborate with somebody who has an existing audience of ideal potential clients for you, so you can then grow your business, build authority, you know, grow your list as well, and really take your business to the highest level. And I really see it as like referrals on steroids. It really is, because it's like somebody is introducing you to their audience. It's not just to one person, but they're telling that captive audience, hey, you know, Cloris, Eric, Chip, you know, they know their stuff. You got to listen to what they're going to say. And that audience immediately pays attention because, again, it's just like a referral. So that's what it is. Yeah. So I think what people usually think is that influencer marketing is either reaching out to Instagram stars and have them give you a shout out on Instagram, or even like reaching out to Oprah, for example, if you have a book out, and have Oprah talk about your book and, you know, and so forth. But it really isn't about celebrities necessarily, or about Instagram people only. You know, there's so much to explore in influencer marketing, and that's why one of the reasons I wrote my book, Beyond Influencer Marketing, because I felt that there was that hole in the market for people to really know how this works.
Yeah, and Cloris, I know that you have also, you're practicing what you preach. You've interviewed a whole lot of really heavy-hitting authors on, you know, prior podcasts, and the list that we have here, Chris Brogan, Bob Berg, Dori Clark. I think you interviewed Wayne Dyer, too, as well as his three daughters. There's a lot of people here. How do you get those people to come onto your podcast or interviewing them?
Well, actually, I'm glad, Chip, that you brought that up, because having your own platform is one of the easiest ways to deliver value to influencers, and you can use that platform then to connect with them. Now, just to go over that a little bit, like, for example, you know, you guys have this amazing show. That's your platform. You can connect with influencers that way. But your platform could be also a blog or a YouTube channel or even a Facebook group where you do Facebook live shows. You know, so you think about all the possibilities. And then, you know, the next step is like, how do I bring in influencers to my platform? You know, how do I do that? I would say if you really show that you are passionate about their message and you position the whole deal about a way to share their message with more people, right, then they're very likely to say yes. I think your efforts will fail if you just go out to an influencer and say, hey, you know, I'd love for you to be on my show, period, or, you know, this is who I am and why I know so much, and, you know, I'd like to have you on my show. So, again, if you make the whole thing about yourself, and how this influencer will bring people who are interested in, you know, in your services or might be interested in your service to you, then you will fail, right? Like the whole, I think the underlying philosophy behind influencer marketing and really relationships in business is how you can deliver value to those people, right? So just think about it and position that first communication and future communications as a way for you to deliver value to them and to share their message with more people. Now, I would say if you're reaching out to a high-level influencer, what I would recommend is to try to grow the audience that you have on that platform before you reach out to them. So if you're starting a brand new show and then you go and you reach out to, you know, Tony Robbins to see if he wants to be on the show, probably he'll say no, right? But once you have some guests, you have some traction, social media shares, then you can reach out to those high-level influencers. When you're starting out, then you can start with guests who might not be celebrities or high-level influencers, but who have a lot of value to give. And once you have a platform that delivers a lot of value, then, of course, more people will come to you. And some of that applies to podcasts in particular is try to interview, if you have an interview-based show, of course, other podcasters. Because when you interview them, they might say, you know, I'd love to have you on my show too. So then, of course, you appear on their show, you talk about your own show, and that way you grow your platform and you're actually also doing influencer marketing because they are introducing you to their audience. Does that make sense?
It does. It really is working towards a partnership. It's not that you're using the influencer to get ahead or the influencer is using you. It's about the value that each of you brings to it.
That's true. That's what it is. I mean, you guys are experts at networking, especially face-to-face networking. And, you know, that's what it is. When you meet somebody at a conference or at a meeting, you don't go and just hand them your business card and then leave or just go into it with a mindset of, okay, what am I going to get out of this meeting? It really is about getting to know people at a deeper level, developing a relationship, and then, you know, taking things to the next step.
Yeah, we talk about networking, obviously. It's the process of developing win-win relationships, and it's really all about the person that you're talking to, because the bottom line is all these relationships, they're based upon trust and getting people to like you. And in order to do that, you have to show genuine interest in them. So the best thing to do is ask them a question, get them talking, and genuinely listen, ask other questions, and get to know them that way. That's so important. And obviously, the influencers that you're talking to are absolutely masterful at doing that.
Exactly right. And I would say a way that you can listen, if you're not doing local events, for example, if you want to connect with someone online, is to just see what they put out there. I mean, now with the internet, you really have an amazing tool to see what is their message and what they care about. If you find out that the influencer has just published a book or they had just started a new podcast or a YouTube channel, then you listen to that, you consume that content, and then you're listening to their message. And if you show that, okay, you get it, like it's something that really resonates with you, and you mention that when you first reach out to them via email or LinkedIn connection or whatever it is, then they are likely to pay attention to you. I have people, every day I get emails from people wanting to collaborate with me, wanting to do joint venture partners and to be on my show. And many of them, I would say 90% of them, are from people who just say, I love what you do. This is all about me and what I want to do. Like, you know, they really don't take the time to get to know me. You know, some people still send me emails about, oh, I know that you're a personal development expert, this is what I want to do. And I haven't done that in a long time because I'm focusing on the marketing entrepreneurs. So it just shows that they just read maybe, you know, half an article and then I thought they knew everything they needed to know about me.
So it is very important to really get to know who it is you're approaching. In that way, it's sort of like public relations where you have to reach out to a reporter. You really have to know who the right reporter is to get your message across.
Yes, that is exactly right. The more customized the message is that you're sending to somebody, then the better results you will get. And I always talk about Duff Barron, who was a guest on Beyond Influencer Marketing podcast, which is my show. And he is a world-renowned speaker and author. So he says, you know, Cloris, I have, you know, millions of people listen to my my show and read my books. I don't have time to check my emails. But he says that he gave instructions to his assistant that if somebody emails him with a specific story about how his message has changed their life, or then he definitely wants to read that message. And he says many times those emails end up being, you know, business connections, and we work together. But that opens the door to that conversation. So again, if you can find something specific that has really resonated with you about that person, then that's what you have to say in your first communication.
Yeah, and your website, it references templates and training and resources and so on and so forth. And the first two that are on there, number one is the quick action guide, lead magnets, and landing pages to grow your list with influencer marketing. And I think what you just talked about a little bit is the winning intro email formula to gain influence and strengthen your business relationships.
Yes, I mean, that's a little bit different. Like when you have the lead magnet guide, that's created actually to get tangible results out of your influencer marketing effort, right? So if you, for example, are featured on an influencer's platform and all you say is, well, you know, if you want to get to know me better, you can go to my website. Yes, I mean, you will build authority. You have something to show, as, you know, some appearance is social proof, but you really will not get the most value out of that interview or presentation, because you don't have a place for people to go to get something that will help them achieve what the goal that it is they want to achieve. And that is a lead magnet. So that's why I created that landing page and lead magnet guide. So you have that system in place. So when you go on a show, when you're featured on a blog, whatever that might be, then you have a website that is not just your main website, but a website for people to download something for free. So then they are introduced to what you do. It's a little bit of a taste of what you offer. And then, of course, you can communicate with them. And eventually, then many of them will become your clients and customers. See, so that's a little bit different. What you're talking about, Chip, is the intro email formula. That's part of the bonus package I have for Beyond Influencer Marketing, the book. Because yes, you know, when you're going to ask someone for an introduction, then you definitely have to do it the right way. You know, you always, regardless of how much you know a person and how well your relationship has been built, you always have to pay attention to what you're doing. And like, am I really improving this relationship and delivering value to the relationship, or am I jeopardizing this relationship? And one of the things you can do to jeopardize it is to start, you know, introducing people to each other when they really do not welcome that.
So it really does sound like influencer marketing is a lot closer to what you're doing with networking than it is traditional marketing.
Yes, it's true. It's about building relationships. Because I think, you know, right now with all the content out there, for free. I mean, you just Google and you find it, you find YouTube videos, all that stuff. You know, what people really want is to connect with someone they really trust. And then they want to hear that information and get that information and the inspiration from that person. So if you find those who share those same values, who you feel like, you know, our audiences are just perfect for each other, and then you work together, and then that person who has a captive audience introduces you to their audience, then that audience listens. Otherwise, it's just, you know, one more person who's talking about marketing or networking or, you know, how to lose weight. You know, it's just one more person. By connecting with an influencer and having that person introduce you, then you immediately stand out.
So the first step in influencer marketing is obviously finding an influencer that fits what you're doing and who you really can connect with. So how do you recommend people take that first step to find somebody that might lead to that connection?
Well, I would say the first step is to go back to your ideal client and to really know that client so well that you know exactly where they go to seek inspiration. So if you know your avatar or an ideal client, you know, down to, okay, what are their habits? Like, what podcasts do they listen to? What do they read? You know, who do they trust? If you have that information, then you can just go and seek out those sources of inspiration and information and then connect with the people who lead those platforms. So that's a good way to start. if you don't have that information, then maybe it's time to go and talk to your ideal clients and ask those questions and to really have a complete profile of what they love to do. So then you can go and create connections with the people they're likely to trust. Because again, you know, it's not necessarily the person you're in touch with right now, but people who are just like them. And then also something I encourage you to do, and you can do today actually, is to go to your LinkedIn account, if you have it, or Facebook, whatever you use for business and for connections, and just go through your people you're connected with and ask yourself, you know, who did I used to be in touch with that I actually lost touch with? Like, you know, we used to talk all the time, and then a couple of years have gone by. And then, you know, reach out to them today. Because there might be amazing opportunities for you, the two of you, to work together that you hadn't thought of before. I have a group coaching program called 10 Influencers in 7 Weeks, and that was like the most important lesson that one of my students got. His name is Casey Demchuk, and he said, he's a copywriter. He said, well, you know, I said, how can I get the fastest results out of this stuff? So he said, I just went to LinkedIn, found three people I used to actually do work with many years ago, and we never talked again. So I reached out, I said, let's catch up. They had a call, and from that call just came new connections, and from the new connections, the new contracts came. So just something as simple as that, as just going through your connections today and figuring out, okay, who do I want to get back in touch with? That's enough.
That's an excellent point. In the old days, we used to call it a call list, where you would have a list of people that you would call periodically to make sure, even if you didn't have anything, you know, for them at that moment, just to touch base and make sure you didn't lose touch with them. Now it's so easy to lose touch because we're all connected to so many hundreds of people through social media.
That is true, yeah. And that's why I always suggest that you have, you know, all your list of connections, of course, organized, but your list of top connections. And I actually have a list of, like a sub-list of that, and it's only about 25 people I have on the list right now. And I actually have it printed, visible, right next to my computer. So I look at that list, and I say, well, every day I actually look at it and say, okay, who haven't I talked to in a long time? And then I reach out to them, and I actually take notes. Like when we talk, when we meet, then I add a note to the master sheet, and so I know what's happening, because you know how it is. We're, as you said, we're connected with so many people that it's easy to forget, you know, when did we talk last and what's happening in their business.
Yeah, and just by keeping in touch periodically with people, it's the old top of mind principle, which is just human nature. People are going to pay attention to the people that pay attention to them.
It's true. It's true. And take on a leadership role. Like, for example, if you're building local connections and just try to organize your get-togethers and ways to bring people together, when you are a connector, when you actually introduce people to each other, whether online or in person, then you're seen as, you know, as a leader. And that will, again, build on that relationship and allow you to you know, create new things with those you know.
So is there a particular platform that you recommend people start with if they're really just starting out with this? Should they start a blog? Is it enough to be posting on a Facebook group? Where should they start?
Well, I would say I've got to choose the way you're going to share your message, right, which would be a platform. But you don't necessarily have to have a platform to start with. I would say have it, just because it's the easiest way to bring value to influencers, and pick one. So I would say pick the platform, the content platform that matches what you love to do and what your ideal client likes to do or how they like to receive that information. So, for example, if you really hate writing, don't do a blog, you know. But let's say that you like the podcast and you know that your ideal client also enjoys listening to podcasts, then start that. Or you could just start a Facebook group. And with a Facebook group, then you do live videos. As long as again, your ideal client enjoys that. And then focus on that one thing. You know, a common mistake that I actually made early in my business was to want to do it all. I had a podcast. It was a radio show back in the day. I had a blog. I had video, the YouTube channel. I was doing all social media platforms. It was crazy. I was driving myself crazy. So just pick one thing and really focus on that, and then one social media platform to focus on. Could be Facebook if you're going to use it for business. It could be LinkedIn. I would not recommend Twitter to create connections. You could use Twitter to gain the attention of somebody, but not to really develop the connection. Just to choose one platform and then be there, you know, be there all the time and start reaching out to people and initiating connections.
That's all great advice. Now, at what point should somebody start looking at influencer marketing? Is it something for someone who's early in their career, or should they wait till they're a little more established?
What I would say, if you know who you want to serve, your ideal client, you're ready. Like, even if you don't have a large business or you don't have a lot of products yet or services, you're ready because the relationships start today. I mean, if you know that somebody reaches that ideal person you want to reach, then you can start the relationship by delivering value to them. And because you'll be in the early stages of your business, you will not have a podcast, for example, to feature them. You will not have a list of subscribers to share their stuff with, but you will have other things. You will have other ways to deliver value. And so it's all part of the whole creating your unique value proposition that I talk about in the book. It's listing ways that you could deliver value to each influencer depending on who they are. So, for example, let's say that I want to connect with Chip, and I know that Chip just released this book. So, all right, so I'm going to go and read the book. I'll buy it on Amazon. Then I'll publish a review, and then I'll email or tag Chip on social media and say, hey, you know what? I love your book. I just posted this review. Once they notice that, which, you know, they will, then you go out and connect them, add them to your network, and start the conversation. Something that I love to do is to email book reviews to influencers and to authors. Just say, hey, this is what I, you know, when I get that confirmation email from Amazon, your review of X book has been published. Then I forward the email to them. Say, hey, I just did that. I loved your book, and I just had to write a review. So that way, you know, they have you on email, you start the conversation, and, you know, that's what you can do. So just think about ways that you could help them build their business, ways that you could offer them social proof. If you've joined one of their programs, then provide a testimonial without being asked. If you're connected on LinkedIn, then go and write a recommendation for them. You know, there are so many ways you could support someone, even if you're starting out.
Yeah, and taking the time to actually read a book and write to somebody about that obviously has got to put you past so many people. As far as you mentioned, that one email being opened by somebody's admin or whatever, that's just an amazing commitment to do that, and sets you above and beyond.
It definitely does. That's what you want to show, that you really care about their message and about them. And once you do that, then you'll get results. Now, does it take only one time that you have to do this and then you're all set? In many cases, you have to continue. You have to continue delivering value. And as I said, you know, even when you know that person and you've been connected for a while, just always find ways to deliver value to them. You know, if you have a conversation with them, as you listen to what they're up to, then think about ways that you could help them. You know, just provide advice, or just say, hey, you know, I'm thinking about this person that would be great for you to meet. What do you think? You know, things like that. Like, I always have, like, one other of my students said one day, you have to have your influencer radar on. And I love that because it's true. It's like you always have that frame of mind that you're always thinking, okay, how can I deliver value to this person? How can I help that person? So you, because you're always thinking about it, then you'll come up with all those great ideas to help.
I love the fact that you keep using the phrase delivering value. So many people think of marketing as just getting their message out, and they look at it as a one-way street. They're talking, but they're not listening. And to deliver value, you've really got to be able to do both.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. It's all about how can I help? And, you know, there's a book that I actually recommend to all of my clients. It's called The Go-Giver, and you guys probably know it, by Bob Berg. And, you know, when I first had Bob on my show, it was because I said that, you know, like the principles in The Go-Giver are the principles I use with my clients, you know, to help them to grow their business. And I teach all these principles. And, you know, that actually caught his attention, and, you know, he was willing to be on my show. So,
yeah, I remember when you did that, because I was in the loop and listened to the interview and was able to post a little comment on there. That was just amazing. But yes, The Go-Giver is just an amazing book, and I'm sure that it helped to inspire you to do what you're doing here.
Definitely, yes. Is you know, I have the Go-Giver principles also printed out, and so I can look at them every day. Because yes, it is you know, a different way to look at relationships in general, and you know, just see things happening. Plus, you feel so great. I mean, helping people and seeing their reaction definitely you know, feels great.
Well, we're coming up on the end of our time. So, Cloris, can you tell our listeners, if they want to get more information about what you do in influencer marketing, where can they go?
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, well, they can go to CloriskiLi.com to get just information about what I do. If you just type CloriskiLi.com/influencer, then you'll be redirected to that influencer marketing guide, which you can use to get started. It has just 15 ways you can use today to gain attention of influencers. And that guide also has a link to check out my book, Beyond Influencer Marketing. So it's a good one to have.
All right. We always wrap up our show with the one takeaway. So, Cloris, I'll throw this out to you first. What do you think is the one big takeaway that our listeners should take from this conversation?
The number one thing is that you are ready today to get started with influencer marketing and connecting with influencers. So don't wait until X or Y happens, because you know how it is, it will never happen. Just take action today. Either go through your current connections or start working on your value proposition. Ask the questions to your ideal clients. Just take one step. And once you take that step and you document it and you feel like you've started, then you'll keep going. So just don't delay it and do something today.
All right, Chip, what's the one takeaway from you?
Well, I love the one-step principle, because a lot of times people get intimidated up front. How am I going to do this? And then they blow it off. So taking that first step is the most important step. And thank you, Cloris, for being here. And we've learned so much today. So,
well, it's awesome to be here. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I think for me, the one takeaway is, as I said earlier, delivering value. It's all about the partnership, what you can do for someone and what they can do for you. Success is not a one-way street.
I love that, Eric.
So thanks so much for being with us, Cloris. You've been listening to the Success Showcase. You can catch us every week at blogtalkradio.com/successshowcase. You can also find us on the Apple Podcasts app, the iTunes Store, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Remember, make this your best week ever, and make next week even better. See you then.